大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。
And I'm Joseph。
前两天用微信求助了 Joseph 一个问题，然后完事儿在我发过去 Thank you 之后呢，他回了我一个 No problem， 然后我就突然间想到，哎，我们可以做一期这样的节目。
Right, there are some English expressions that I know you are all familiar with, but sometimes you might be surprised they can be used in a different way.
就像我刚刚讲到的这个 no problem, 再熟悉不过的一个短语，但是有的时候呢，可能却有你不太熟悉的用法。比如说我们对它的理解，它应该更多是用来回答像 Could you help me with this? 就是回答类似这样的问题的，毕竟它翻译成没问题嘛。
But don't forget, it can also be used to responses from thank you or even sorry.
所以听完这期节目呢，口语又能再变地道一点点，真好。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，私信回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
Another one that I can think of is go by。
这个短语呢，我们经常会用来讲 as time went by， 就是表示时光流逝或者表示经过的意思。
Right, but my meaning is that when you are giving a self-introduction, I hear many people say, "This is my Chinese name and this is my English name." An example would be, "My Chinese name is blah blah blah, and my English name is blah blah blah." But you can put this into one sentence and just say, "My name is blah blah blah, Chinese name." And I go by blah 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 English name.
或者有的时候呢，你可以介绍自己的小名或者介绍自己的昵称的时候，也可以用到这个表达。比如说 ，My name is Catherine, and I go by Cat.
And another one that I can think of is appreciate it. Same thing as thank you very much or thanks a lot. You can say appreciate it.
嗯，就可能有很多同学在背 appreciate 这个单词的时候呢，就记下了它欣赏这个意思，就先入为主了。但其实之前的节目我们也讲到过，它也可以表示感激，而且用的非常非常多。所以呢 ，appreciate it 很感激这个事情，感激你的帮忙，可以用来代替 thank you 表示感谢。
Another one that comes to mind is I'm good. Usually it could be the answer to, you know, how are you? I'm good. But there's another way that it could be used.
那其实这个短语呢，除了回答你好吗，表示我还好，我挺好之外呢，它还可以表示委婉的拒绝。最常见的，比如说人家问你 Do you want some chips with your sandwich? 你的三明治要带薯片吗？你就可以回答说 No, I'm good, thanks. 不用了，谢谢。
Do you want to go to a strip club? I'm good.
I'm good. 这个是不是有点不太好？还是大家自己查一下这个 strip club 是什么意思吧，我就不翻译了啊。
Kind of.Usually it can mean the same thing as type or genre. It's a kind of animal.
对 ,kind of 这个在大家的印象里面就表示种类的意思，所以 a kind of 就表示一种。
But we also have kinda, means about, almost, nearly.
嗯，但是呢母语人士经常把它加在这个句子中间做一个模糊或者减弱语气的作用，这个时候就没有 a 了，直接 kind of, 然后有的时候也会就是在口语里面会说成 kinda, right? 这个注意一下。比如说，举个例子。
But you could also say something like, I'm kind of tired, or someone asks you, are you tired? Oh, yeah, kind of.
本来 I'm tired 就是我很累，然后呢，在中间加一个 kind of, 刚刚说了，就是一个模糊或者说减弱语气的作用，就说哎呀，我有点累这个感觉。
The next one that I hear people use quite often is a suffix, ish, and you can put this after something to mean at about that.So if I said something like, let's meet around 9-ish, it doesn't mean at 9, but around 9 o'clock.
ish, 其实它也是一个类似作用的词，也是模糊语气。比如说我讲 I'll be back around 8-ish, 就是我可能八点左右吧，这个时候回来。
Another one is, you lost me. Usually this means something like, actually get lost in some place, but it could be used in another way.
这句话呢我们通常认为的意思，比如说 lost 它是失去嘛，所以比如说 you lost me 就你失去我了，或者说 I'm lost 我迷路了。但是呢其实我们有的时候也可以这么用，比如说 I'm sorry you've lost me, could you explain it again?
In this case it means to confuse someone. Another example I can think of is if someone's telling you a story, you could say, oh, okay, I understood everything until this point and then after that you lost me.
所以呢其实用中文来非常地道的解释啊，一个 lost me 就是你把我给搞糊涂了。
The final one is a little bit complicated, but I think everyone can follow me. Usually in English, when we assume something about another person, we can ask them a question with the negative in the question at the end, such as, you're hungry, aren't you? Or you're tired, aren't you? So whenever you have this idea, but you want to give someone some suggestion about something, you can use it as in, don't you want to? Don't you want to do something? Or you might want to do something.
这个其实是一个中式和英式思维的这个差别吧，我觉得。比如说，你像这个 you might wanna do something， 我们会翻译成你可能想做什么，但是其实它只是一个非常普通的给出建议的一种句型。或者还有一个呢，叫做 don't you wanna do something， 其实它也并不是在问你问题，不是说哎你难道不想做这个吗？只是一个给出建议的句型一个方式。
Okay, so I have two questions with the same words, and you can hear the difference.Don't you want to call someone, or you don't want to call someone? Don't you want to call someone is a suggestion. It's kind of a question saying, I think you would want to do this. Don't you want to do this? If you're saying you don't want to do this, you're giving a suggestion as in, I think it's bad, you should not do that.
这个地方大家不要搞混了，如果我讲 don't you wanna do something， 表示你难道不想做这个吗？意思就是建议你去做这个事情。但是如果把它反过来说 you don't wanna do something， 就是说你一定不会想去做某事，就是建议你不要去做这个事情，所以不要搞反了。好的，感谢大家收听我们今天的节目。如果你想更加系统的学习英文，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。
Well, I guess that'll wrap it all up for today. My name is Joseph.
我是卡拉。
We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.